What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? Jody Camera and the Mac Man, Jody Mac in for John today. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you, off and rolling on this Friday morning. Well, the Phils make a couple more moves yesterday, but for many of us, not the moves we were hoping for. Harrison Bader, the bigger of the two, but is it big enough? Well, October will prove that out one way or the other, but I'll say on this end, it certainly feels underwhelming. We'll talk a lot about that move, the outfield configuration. We'll get into the Eagles a lot. They have a preseason game, believe it or not, coming up in 6 days. They're getting close to that. We had football last night with the Hall of Fame game. Eric Allen goes into the Hall of Fame this weekend. We'll certainly celebrate that. We'll do it all with you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494 as we broadcast from our home base every Friday morning. The great Borgata. Mac, speaking of great, the Mac Man. Jody Mac, how are you, pal?
That's very nice.
It is very nice.
It's only got to go downhill from there,
correct. correct. So that's kind of like the Phillies trade deadline. Starts out great, and then, wow.
Wow. Why, you're the best in the business, Jody.
Oh, I am, Jody.
Holy mackerel.
You like this, Jody?
Absolutely.
Why?
Why not?
I'll tell you why not. Marsh, Rojas, Kepler, Bader.
Who was the outstanding outfielder, the major upgrade bat who got traded over the last unbelievably active last 48 hours?
All right, Jody, let me address that
Suarez,
right out of the gate.
Eugenio Suarez.
Outfielder.
It doesn't matter. Impact
so, Jody, bat. I got a lot to say on yesterday, but let me start with this. And, again, everyone can weigh in, 215-592-9494. Because to me it does feel like a tale of 2 days. You know, Wednesday, we're really excited with the addition, obviously, in the bullpen. And then yesterday, a lot of people deflated. Your choice, you be what you want to be. I'm just telling you how I am. Excited about Wednesday, disappointed yesterday. Jody, here's my main point about the outfield situation. It's really not as much a failure yesterday, although it is, as it is as an offseason failure. I mean, I said, and probably a couple hundred thousand of us have said here on WIP, maybe millions. I mean, not everyone calls in. We knew in November and December that Marsh and Rojas weren't good enough. We knew that. We knew that Marsh is a fourth outfielder. They play him mostly as a third outfielder. We knew that Rojas is really not a Major League Baseball player. We knew that. We knew that. Dave Dombrowski went with them. I'm not going to tell you I knew Max Kepler inside and out. I didn't. I don't watch the American League day by day. But I know this. There's a lot of people that said he's just another guy. He's this year's Whit Merrifield, which you know what he's been? This year's Whit Merrifield.
Yeah.
So my disappointment with the outfield situation, while we can talk about yesterday and will to a large extent, I think Dombrowski blew it 8 months ago.
That's very fair.
They did not do enough
to upgrade the outfield during the offseason.
And that's why
you have to adjust.
Yes.
But you have to look at it in a vacuum. If there was a really good right-handed hitting bat, preferably in center field, better than Harrison Bader, who changed teams and went to another team, and we go, oh, my God, how did the Phillies not pay the price to get that guy? Then you could come down harsh on Dombrowski. I'm okay with your saying he didn't do enough off what he didn't do enough, that the bigger problem was offseason rather than in-season. I'm just saying, for the guys that moved, Harrison Bader was as good a right-handed hitting outfielder as anybody who went in the last 2 days.
If you want to say that, say it, but I'm saying more. I'm saying this. I got a pitching staff And I got a fan base that is ready to win the frickin' World Series. And I got an outfield again that's a lot of slop. And that's really aggravating. That's how I feel. Good morning to you, by the way. You tell me how you feel, 215-592-9494. Here's how I'd frame it in 08 terms, Jody. In 08 terms. You know who I liked in 08? Eric Bruntlett. You know why I liked him? Because he was a bench player. What the Phillies have given us the last couple of Octobers and are going to give us again in October, it's like starting two Eric Bruntletts and trying to win the World Series. The beauty of Eric Bruntlett was he was the guy that just came off the bench. He's like your 23rd or 24th guy. And it's like I've got 23rd, 24th. Rojas is a 30th guy. Rojas doesn't belong in Major League Baseball. Now, look, we'll find out ultimately which of these guys makes it to October. Do all four of them make it? Obviously, Bader's going to be an October player. I think it's pretty clear Marsh is going to be an October player. The question is whether Kepler and Rojas make
and
it
Crawford,
to October.
And Crawford, too.
Right, right, James. I mean, right. So, you know, of the guys that we've seen, we'll see who makes it. I tend to think all four of them won't make it there. But I just know this, man. I was really, really disappointed yesterday. But I do think the greater sin, if I can use that word, goes back to off-season decision-making and believing in guys that we knew they shouldn't believe in. So if I'm Bryce and I'm Schwarber and all that, I'm thrilled to get the closer, but I'm frustrated with the, you know, by the way, this does put more focus back on, and maybe it's inevitable that this was going to be the case, but the second-tier Phillies players that are going to have to, and look, they're being paid well to be quality second-tier players, but the second-tier players to prop up, prop up's not the right word, to support Bryce and Schwarber, who are obviously their two main guys, but this puts a big, 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 big October bullseye on Castellanos, JT, Bohm, and Stott. Stott's not paid like the rest of those guys, but he's supposed to be really good, or at least very good, you know, pretty solid. And I don't think that group is really that good. So when I add the whole thing up, I just have a big old case of aggravation from yesterday. Now, look, I'll say on the whole trade deadline thing, of which I'm including David Robertson as a signing from about 2 weeks ago, I actually think the Phillies did more. Dombrowski did more than I expected. I mean, the reality is that, getting one of the top closers in baseball and getting one of the better setup men in baseball, and I think Robertson still can be. I mean, maybe not, you know, not top 10, but, like, he had a 3 ERA last year. He can be good. It's more than I expected. But given what they did on Wednesday, it's like, come on, guys. One more push. Seltzer, what say you?
Yeah, so I'm right there, like kind of in the middle of you two. I feel like they missed a massive opportunity. That is my big takeaway from yesterday. It felt like after getting Duran, like they were right there. They were one bad away, a real bad away from this city like being red. I think we all would have just been over the moon and fully in on this Phillies team. And now they're going to have to prove it again in October. Like, they have to prove it in October anyway. But I do think that there's going to be more less excitement than there should be about this team.
And James, let me add this, because we hear this narrative from time to time during and after Octobers. And I've never agreed with it the way some people frame it. They say,
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, if the Phillies lose because of, like, Marsh and Rojas, the shame on you for thinking that, because it's really about the Bryce Harpers and the Schwarbers and the Bones and the Cassis.
Yeah,
let me just do some simple math for everybody. The nine-hole hitter hits almost the same amount of times as the four-hole hitter. Like, that's a fact.
Well, to that point, it does put a lot of pressure on those top three guys.
Of course it
does. I mean, they have, and look, they're getting paid a lot. You know, they can do that and all that. But I look, to Jody's point, the Phillies are a better team today than they were yesterday. Even the Harrison Bader move, like, he's a really nice addition as a as an outfielder. I mean, he's a Gold Glove caliber Gold Glove winning center fielder.
Yeah, but you know what he is, James? He's a .243 lifetime hitter.
But you know, I know, but he's a .750 OPS right-handed bat. Like, he's better than what they have.
Well,
he makes them better. But I agree with you. Like, they had a chance to really supercharge this thing, to really make them, you know, the one of the main favorites to win. And they still are, but to really put themselves right there, and they didn't, and it's disappointing. Here's my question for you, though. Is it the Duran move that kind of got you back? Because you came into this deadline saying, don't trade away the top prospects. Right. I don't want to go crazy. And they didn't. Like, on the flip side, Andrew Painter's still here. Aiden Miller's still here. Justin Crawford, Arun Escobar. Like, they kept four out of their top five 100 prospects.
No, James, absolutely. But if you notice, I did a very quick pivot because it's how I truly feel. That this was a November through February failure.
Yeah, no,
I mean,
that's...
come on!
I agree with you.
The
I 100%
agree. The idiot on Mars who barely knows baseball knew that Marsh and Rojas weren't the answer. And then you're going to give me Kepler, which is this year's Whit Merrifield, and a Matt Vierling, and a freaking... who was the guy they got last year? Austin Hayes? I mean, I know Austin Hayes has been better this year, and he's not sick, but, like, come on! Really? 215-592-9494. Devin, where do you land on this?
So, I ended yesterday very disappointed because I just kept hearing and seeing rumors that, you know, the Phillies were still, and I do believe that they were in on Kwan up until the end.
I'm sure they were trying, but you know what? Like,
well, but you just said you're happy they didn't trade Painter, and I think that is truly what it came down to. Mm-hmm. I think that the price was just too high for an outfield bat like you're describing that would... I mean, I think Harrison Bader is a good pickup. He's having his best offensive year. He already has the best OPS batting average out of any of the current outfielders on the Phillies. I know the bar is on the floor, but it's still something.
No, it is something, but my thing is Dave Dombrowski should have known in January that it was going to be hard to get a quality outfielder on July 31st.
Yes.
I could have told him that.
But Dave Dombrowski, and he also knows, you know, he has guys with $100 million paychecks like Bryce Harper, like Kyle Schwarber, like Trey Turner, who need to step up. And he said that. He said that the last time he spoke to media at Citizens Bank Park, he said, like, some of this is going to have to come from within.
It is. But here's the thing I'll say.
You know?
Guys, I know, and it's frustrating. But we all remember what happened last postseason.
Guys, here's where I'm at with Rojas. And maybe he won't be on the team in October.
I don't think he will be, for what it's worth.
I don't either. But here's where I'm at on him. In my lifetime, I can't remember a player that bad that has been leaned on multiple years to try to win a title. The last player, and this player was better, okay, better, really better, not great, really annoying, was Todd Pinkston.
Pinky.
Like, I'm leaning on Todd Pinkston, I'm trying to win a Super Bowl.
Well,
you know, like that, is worse.
Let me throw another angle into this, too, that bothered me about the way they approached this deadline. It felt like they went in there like, all right, we're going to get an outfielder. Like, why not go Eugenio Suarez? Harper said he would move. Like, Eugenio Suarez is a power right-handed bat. He gets to go right in the middle of the line. Why not trade for Ryan O'Hearn? I know he's a first baseman. Harper said he would move. Like, go get a better hitter. Like, it felt like they went into this with this kind of myopic view of, let's get the best outfielder we can get because that's our need. Instead of being creative and saying, let's get the best bat we can because that's what we desperately need, and then we'll figure it out from there.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's Stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.